Hello and welcome to another episode of the Raw and Uncut podcast. I am your host, Jamal. And today I just got some free thinking thought for you guys. So, I've been seeing a lot of these Black Lives Movement stuff, and like everybody has, and all the racial situations that's been going on or being brought to our attention in abundance quite recently, and within recent weeks has died down significant amounts very, very, very quickly. Now, what comes to mind for myself is like a lot of celebrities, black influencers, wealthy black people with that are known, such as their athletes, the young black athletes, or even the older black athletes that are, you know, got that status, got that money and whatnot. A lot of them started standing up and speaking up. This personally frustrated me, innit? Like, a lot. Like, I know, like, I had mixed feelings. I was happy that they finally did speak up, but I also was very frustrated that it took all of this for them to speak up. So it took a whole, like, whole movement, or a whole, yeah, I guess that's what we're going to call it for now. There's a movement. And this whole movement is what then, the movement within the black community is then what caused a lot of these black athletes, black celebrities, to then speak up and say their piece. Like, I saw one post of like Kyrie Irving was saying how he thinks athletes should boycott the rest of the season due to the injustices that have been going on within America. And I'm like, yo, if you're black, like, you're no stranger to the injustices that go on within America or anywhere, point blank period. Like, I live in England, and throughout my whole life I've been reminded by multiple white people that I am not English or British. I am black. You see what I'm saying? So they don't even, I was born here and I'm not even seen as a resident of here by the people. So there's no way that these people like Kyrie Irving have the clout and the etc, and they've never experienced racism, and now they finally want to talk about it. It's like, why didn't you want to talk about it before? What was you so scared of? What was you scared of, losing your money, or was it something deeper? Like, for me, it's like, what was stopping you before? Like, I'm happy that you're finally speaking up, but I'm also upset with you that it's taken this for you to finally speak up. Why are you speaking up now? Why did you not do this beforehand when we needed you, when before the movement started? Because if more of you people like you, like these, all these black athletes spoke up when they got their status and all the rest of it and their money, if they spoke up then, like, that the movement wouldn't have to be, we wouldn't have to move on someone that after someone dying, or we could have moved and started this movement on a peaceful, on a terms of peace, on a terms of love. See what I'm saying? Like, the reason we was moving and this movement started is for a negative reason. So this ain't, that's not good. That's not good. So if the people like him and other athletes stood up for themselves and stood up for them injustices early, we could have a movement on love. And a movement on love is going to be vibrating on a higher frequency to a movement on hate. And therefore the results are going to be much higher, because the reason you're doing it is for different reasons, you know? Like, so it's yeah, man. I've got mixed feelings about it. I've most definitely got mixed feelings. What's you guys' thoughts? What's you guys' thoughts on the whole Black Lives Movement matter in general? Like, what are you guys thinking about it? What do you guys have to say about it? What do you guys think? Like, I've got some mixed thoughts on it. I can't lie. I have some very serious, serious mixed thoughts on it. Like, I think it's good that black people finally come together worldwide for something. However, and I say this however, like, strong, I'm like, serious. Like, what are you guys doing other than screaming and shouting on street? Like, you guys are outside government buildings, shouting and screaming, saying those who do not hear must feel, but all you're doing is screaming and shouting. So how are they feeling? Because that sounds like they're hearing, you're trying to make them hear, but those people in these government buildings ain't even there. So who are you screaming and shouting at? What are you making them feel? What, your presence? Okay. So what happens tomorrow when your presence is no longer there? What have you done? What are you gaining? Are you exerting energy for no reason? Because that's what it seems like to me. It seems like instead of exerting this energy for no reason, instead what you should be doing is sitting at home and strategizing on what you guys can do as a community, as a group. What seems to me is what you guys should be doing is calling on meetings and getting the same large groupings of meetings in halls and what and places you can that can hold many, many residents, and then speaking about and speaking to one another about what you can do as a community, how you can build your communities up, how you can put certain things in place in order to help each other, and how to give your young black youth a place to go, stay, keep themselves off the streets so they're not in trouble with the police. You should come together, putting your minds together, so you can then build up your communities in what ways you can build up your communities, or what ways you need to build up communities. You know, put in the right things, right structures, right things in place for one another. You know, instead of, why is it you guys, black people especially, like, why are you guys recording? If you see an injustice going on, just because they're police doesn't mean that that's okay. Just because they're police doesn't give them the right. They're meant to be law-abiding citizens. They're meant to be they're meant to uphold the law. So the moment they're breaking the law, it then comes, they're meant to serve the people. So the moment they're not serving the people and they're breaking the law, it's up to us to then put certain things in check and make sure that certain things do not continue to stand. What I'm asking you guys here is, if me as a black person, if you saw me, those who know me and those who don't, if you saw me getting beaten up on by a police officer, would you come and stop it? If the answer is, would you record it? If the answer is no, you wouldn't stop it. Okay. Now, if I was on the street getting beaten up by a random two white guys, would you come and stop it? If the answer is yes, then you need to check yourself. Because at the end of the day, it's the same thing. The only difference is one's got a, at one point they had their uniform, and the other point they didn't. You see? So what made them so special? What, the uniform? The uniform is to state and is to show you that they are servants of the people. Or meant to be. Meant to be. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't state that they are above the law. It doesn't give them no extreme power, anything like that. So the way I see it is, if any of you guys ever see me getting beaten up on by any cop or police officer, because police brutality happens in England, yeah, you best come and back the cause. Better. I swear now, you stand there and record it, when I survive, and I'm coming for you. No, I'm not that guy. I'm too peaceful for that. I can't even lie. I'm far too peaceful to be coming for you. But I'm not gonna lie, don't spud me. Don't even chat to me when you see me on the road next time, innit? Just keep it moving. Keep it stepping, because I'm not feeling you. Alright, we're not people after that. You don't rate me enough to come back me. Very. But nah, serious though, people. What's your thoughts on the whole Black Lives Movement? What's your thoughts on the celebrities, the black celebrities, the black athletes? Are they clout chasing? Was it they was unable to because of their positions? Were they just scared? What's what? Let me hear your thoughts, people. Peace.